welcome into the Couch Potatoes Sports Show for our continuing coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team as they are in the playoffs taking on the Belton Tigers as we are here on the pregame show being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. For all your realty needs, whether you're buying or selling your home or just in the market, give Veronica a call at 469-939-9624.
And welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our continuing coverage of this 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team as they head into the first round here this year of the playoffs. And it's been one of those exciting years as you take a look at the Rowlett Eagles finishing up this season 8-2 record. And sometimes I still kind of wonder. I think they could have been 9-1. I look at that Rockwall game. I saw that game. I don't necessarily think that they were the better team in reality, but unfortunately they played the game in the middle of the huge rain, downpour and rain and things of that sort. So I would love to see that game on more of an even keel on a regular day where that weather was not an issue. Now, I'm not saying they would have won. I said that before, but I don't think the score would have been what it was if not actually them getting the victory. So it could have went either way. Either way, that's what happened. The Eagles ending up with 8-2 on their record this year. Not a bad record. And we were looking, this is a team that I think can do some damage in the playoffs as they get ready to go into those playoffs. They do get Belton as a 5-5 football team coming in here. Not necessarily the team that is maybe as good as the Rowlett Eagles as far as talent is concerned. There are certain things, if you take a look at some numbers, they kind of stand out. I'll be talking to Bill Cerna about those numbers and things of that sort. But when you look at this game and you look at the team, they're 5-5 on the season, had a rough go, but it was towards the end. But this is what happens. When it gets to the playoffs, it really don't matter about the 5-5. It just matters what's going to happen out on the football field on Friday night as they take the field as a home game. Most of these games are usually done on neutral sites. However, new rules and regulations give teams opportunities to get a home playoff game as they move through the playoff system, and the Rowlett Eagles earned that with the victory last Friday against the crosstown rival Sachse Mustangs. They got that 10-point victory, 44-34 in that game, so they were able to take advantage of getting the victory and staying home instead of the Sachse Mustangs. They are on the road. They're heading down to Kylene to take on the Shoemaker Gray Wolves in Kylene, and we know about that team. We played that team last year in the first round of the playoffs over at Baylor, and we have that coverage and we have those highlights of that game here in the pregame show. We'll be bringing that to you a little bit later here on into the program. Also, more highlights of the Sachse Mustang game is going to be on a little bit later as well. But the Rowlett Eagles get the home game. Sachse takes that long trip down there, so that you're looking about a 3-hour bus trip on not so comfortable buses. I say it all the time. Those are definitely not those nice buses that are going up and down the freeways. And folks, let me just tell you, I've been on those buses as well, and they are not as comfortable as they look either. So add up on the fact that they are not those nicer buses, but they're actually school buses. That's a long drive. That's a long way to go. So that having been said, the Sachse Mustangs got a lot of work. That game, more so if that game was probably played on a neutral site closer to this area, I would say the Sachse Mustangs definitely have the advantage. But with the long ride that they got to take to go down there, I think that game becomes, now you can flip the coin. Also, with some injuries that they're going on, I found out about an injury to Jalen Maiden the other day. His ankle has been, it was actually questionable whether or not he was going to play that game against the Rowlett Eagles. So that was something that was going on as far as the injuries were concerned. Maybe we had the advantage with that being said. However, it don't matter how it was done. Your Eagles are at home at HBJ Stadium on Friday night. That's going to be huge. Now, we're doing the pregame show a day early here so people get the opportunity opportunity to sit and listen to some of the things that we're going to come across here in this pregame show as we go out through the regular coverage, through the day, through the show, through stats, through opinions, through highlights and things of that sort. So we're going to be going through all that stuff as we get ready to hit up the football field at HBJ Stadium in order to move on to the second round of the 2015-2016 Texas State High School playoffs. So there's no telling where we will be on the next game. There's a lot of arrows that are pointing a possibility of going to the Cotton Bowl again in the second round like we did last year as we took the loss against Horn last year, but that's an opportunity where that's still in debate. We don't know where it's actually going to be, so when we find out that notice, I will try to get that out there as much as possible. However, the Rowlett Eagles Booster Facebook page is the place to get that information. If you want to get information about your Rowlett Eagles, you hit that booster. You hear from me, you hear from the boosters themselves, you get news and notes about the team and everything else. So if you don't get over there and listen to the, or get on the Facebook to find out about your Rowlett Eagles on the Booster Club, you know, some of your questions could be answers, but you'll also be missing out if you don't go there. So make sure you check it out. Zach Watts is the administrator over there. He'll get you set up and get you going. And so check up and keep up with the Rowlett Eagles boosters, especially in the off season, as a lot of fundraising is going to have to go on and things of that sort for the booster club. So keep your eyes and ears open for that and how you can participate and help the Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. So here's what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the stats as far as where they're at. Keep you updated on those. And see if there's a way that we can come up with some information about Belton and their standings and everything else. We'll run through all that here after the break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. That's being brought to you by the pregame show is being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty for all your realty needs. Again, check out Veronica Warwick at 469-939-9624. So let's take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back. A home is not a home because of its room dimensions or the colors on the wall. It's about how you feel when you walk through the front door and the way you can instantly envision your life unfolding there. Veronica Warwick utilizes the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find the solutions that are tailored to you. Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sonny sent you. Let Costlow Insurance hit a home run for you. Clear the bases with a free home and auto insurance quote from Costlow Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road. Or visit us on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62. Because these decisions are so important, my firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com. Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company.
Whether it's industrial, commercial, or even high-voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Make sure you check out ACG Medical Supply on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66. Proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys basketball team and a long-standing member of the Rowlett community in the same location for almost 13 years. Whether it's selling quality products or filling out your insurance claims for you, you get it all from ACG Medical. From our large showroom to our certified technicians to our convenient delivery service, visit our showroom or shop by phone 972-463-0737 or online at acgmedical.net. All right, everybody, welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of your 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. Again, folks, if you want any information on your Rowlett Eagles, you need to get on over to the Facebook page for the Rowlett Eagles Booster Club. Join the Booster Club as well. There's lots of advantages there for you, and also you can help out your local football team. Also, I'm going to put this out here because I was a little bit upset yesterday as I'm, you know, trying to get people aware in this town about the game and keeping them and posting. I get a message that they're tired of seeing the posts about the Rowlett Eagles. So yeah, I get to do this because it's my forum and it's my show. Yeah, you're gonna have to live with it, folks. This is the playoffs. This, and if you know anything about Texas, now I'm from Arizona. I knew Texas football was big. I just didn't know how big it was until I moved here back in 2005. Okay, I've been here now 10 years and got a real understanding about what football means. Now, there's some people who are not football fans, and some people within the higher-ups, and that's the only way I'll put it out there, just to let them know that there may be a little bit of an irritation that you get when you see a post from me coming up about the Rowlett Eagles, but this is your hometown team, okay, folks? This is your local high school football. They are in the playoffs and primed to make big noise. So, of course, the guy who covers them and the only guy that covers one team in this area. We have radio stations that cover teams, but they don't just cover one football team all year long. They'll start covering certain teams towards the end, but they don't guarantee they're going to cover all Rowlett Eagles football games. Well, guess what? I'm the only one that guarantees that. And so I'm going to put it out there for people to see. And if the higher-ups and people who have a little pull in this town get sick of it, well, if you can't get behind your hometown football team, then I can't help you, folks. I really can't. I was a little bit disgusted about that when I got a message, you know, I'm seeing your posts all over the place. Good. That's exactly what I want. I want people to know about the game because this is a home football team. This is the first round of the playoffs, and this is the first year that the rules have changed to where that teams can get a local hometown football game in the first round of the playoffs. So, of course it's big. Of course it's big. And if you can't live it, get over it. Get over it. Unbelievable. I was so angry. But so just put that out there. We're going to be bringing it. They win this Friday. If you think it was bad this week, just wait until next week. I'm going to be all over it. So there you go. So anyway, let's get into what we're here now. Talking about the stats for your Rowlett Eagles. Of course, your Rowlett Eagles have had a great season this year and have done nothing but superb during this season in order to keep it on. Logan Bonner, fairly healthy this year, and that was huge in order for the Rowlett Eagles to end up with the 8-2 record. Of course, I really honestly think they should be 9-1. We'll get back. I'm just going to have to get over that at some point. But at that being said, a fairly successful season, and it come from Logan Bonner. He's a big part of that, obviously, with the offense and what's going on. He's 202 of 340 with a 59% passing percentage, almost 60%. 2,821 yards for your regular season, 25 touchdowns compared to only 6 interceptions. Now, those 6 interceptions, we just had two of them in this last game, and two of them that were quite up. But you really take away that, even 6 for the whole season is pretty good for Logan Bonner as he moves up there. He also ran the football as well. I mean, and I think we're going to see that also in this playoff game. I think we're going to see more of Logan Bonner being able to use his legs to get out open, because this guy has an opportunity to recognize the field more so than anybody out on the football field, and I think they're primed to get him to use his legs a little bit as well when it goes into this playoff. However, this is a drop back passer. This is that, a traditional pocket passer. So Sonny may be completely wrong as far as what they may or may not do, but I kind of expect to see Logan Bonner run the football a little bit. And that being said, he has rushed the ball 45 times for 172 yards and 4 touchdowns, by the way. So keeping your eye up on Logan Bonner, the rankings, he's the number one in this district. He's just done everything that he needs to do, so that was huge. So, looking at the rushing game, it's Kobe Morrow, finished with 199 rushes this season, 1,251 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry. Now, when you look at that number and you say that, obviously on the NFL level, you take a look at some guys that have, played the game, and of course, it's much different when you're talking the NFL and what was going on, as far as defenses are concerned. But really, when you think about Walter Payton and as a guy that I love, and I look at those numbers, okay, as far as Walter Payton's career statistics, you look at the numbers on average. This guy averaged a lot of yards per rush. But that being said, a lot of guys that have played this game that are Hall of Fame that haven't even reached the average that a Kobe Morrow does. Now, I'm not saying, obviously, he's going to go. I'm just kind of give you a comparison when you look at the numbers. Those are huge numbers. When 6 yards a carry is going to be something that can carry you for a long way into the playoffs, because, obviously, with the load that he carries, 200 touches this year as far as just rushing the football. So he gets a big load in 10 games. He's, 10 games, he gets the ball about 19 or 20 times a game. So it's huge. So a big part of the offense right there. So Ladarius Dickens, 22 rushes for 125 yards. He averaged 5 yards a carry, and they use him a lot in the Wildcat. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns out on the season. And Shabarius Carter, 23 rushes, 123 yards, 5 yards average, and 2 touchdowns. And what they use him for, we saw that last week in the Saxe game. You'll probably hear that also in the highlight, a blocker, a very big guy that can block. So you'll probably hear that on the highlight. Noah Jones, 11 rushes, 113 yards on the season. Garrett Holmes, 10 rushes, 100 yards as well. And that was a guy I feel like I've been ripped off. I know there's a method to the madness regarding Garrett Hermes. I do. I get it. I understand. But I wanted to see him throw the football. Oh, man. I just heard the stories because I haven't seen him throw the football. I just wanted to see him do it. And he came in as we were trying to run clock and stuff like that, just to keep people informed on that. So that's about it. Kenny Frischott, 5 rushes, 19 yards. And then there's some other folks. Dylan Watts, 2 rushes for 6 yards. 5 rushes, looking at that 19 yards for Kenny Fichette, he's doing the same thing that that Garrett Hermes was doing. So receiving wise, of course, Ladarius Dickens, 69 receptions, 1,096 yards. See, I think that's impressive. I mean, in 10 games, he averaged 100 yards receiving. It's huge. You know, close to 7 receptions where he's going to get the ball. 13 touchdowns, averaging 15 yards a catch. Dylan Watts, 20 catches, 386 yards, and 5 touchdowns as well. Quentin Stinton, 29 catches, 367. Later on in the show, we'll talk a little bit about Quentin Stinton and what I think about him as far as his progress from game 1 all the way to game 10. He had 1 touchdown on the season. Kobe Morrow doing all the rushing, but he also caught 31 passes for 293 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cameron Vitash, also a guy that came on late in the season, 22 catches, 268 yards, 2 touchdowns for him. Josh Lewis, 19 catches, 260 yards and 2 catches for him. Jalen Bolden, he had 8 catches, 88 yards, and let's see, Jacob George, 2 catches, 31. Those are just basically your numbers. Jesse Smith, 1 catch, 22 yards, and 1 catch for 10. Logan Bonner, where he went out on passing play. So, that having been said, when you look at those numbers and you see what happened as far as this team was concerned, you liked what you saw from the Rowlett Eagles as they were moving into the 6A. So, looking at the schedule again, let's just roll over it. They started off the season getting an 18-point victory over the Louisville Fighting Farmers. That was a huge game for them as the Rowlett Eagles, 384 yards out of 19 to 31 passing from Logan Bonner. 4 touchdowns was a huge game for him. Then they took on Lake Highlands, who, if Lake Highlands can beat Skyline, we'll be meeting them in the second round. But Logan Bonner, 233 yards, 14 to 23, and 4 touchdowns in that game. Ladarius Dickens, 5 catches for 94 yards and 3 touchdowns as well in that game. So they took the loss to Keller 56-41, and that was all about Tyler Tutt with the 6 touchdowns rushing. So that was the huge thing. But 2 touchdown passes for Logan Bonner in that game. Lakeview Centennial, they got the victory 48-40 in that game. Logan Bonner was 14-32, 206 yards and 3 touchdowns. Kobe Morrow, 4 touchdowns on 196 yards rushing as well. Then the Tyler Lee Red Raiders, that was a game where it was kind of a good game for a lot of people in reality. 10 receptions, 197 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Ladarius Dickens. 186 yards rushing for Kobe Morrow with 3 touchdowns, and Logan Bonner, 371 yards, 2 touchdown passes. They got the victory against the Owls, 34-28, as Logan Bonner threw for 252 yards and 2 touchdowns, 171 yards rushing for Kobe Morrow and a touchdown, and 11 receptions for Dickens, 133 yards and a touchdown. North Garland, that was just a game where everybody had an opportunity to do a lot of stuff, except for Logan Bonner. So kind of the game where he just kind of laid back and let other people do what they do. 10-21, 113 yards and a touchdown, but Kobe Morrow, 148 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns, 2 receptions for him as well for 47 yards. The loss against Rockwall, 45-27. Logan Bonner, 21-33, 393 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kobe Morrow with 95 yards rushing and a touchdown. And Vitash, 4 catches, 94 yards and a touchdown. Now, Neiman Forest, they had their all day with Neiman Forest with a 52-7 victory against them, where Logan Bonner didn't really, I mean, he did a lot, but I mean, 16-25, 232, 2 touchdowns, but 81 yards rushing for Kobe Morrow, and you also have a touchdown. Dylan Watts, 4 receptions, 97 yards, and a touchdown. This last game, your Rowlett Eagles, they took on the Sachse Mustangs, and that was the huge thing when you look at this, when you look trying to get positioning for the playoffs. Logan Bonner, he was 21-34, 310 yards, 3 touchdowns. Kobe Morrow, 87 yards rushing and a touchdown. And Ladarius Dickens, 7 receptions for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. So they will meet Belton and the Tigers, and they will meet at HBJ Stadium at 7:30, folks. Don't miss that one. That's going to be huge. You know, Logan Bonner with 2,821 yards passing this year, 25 touchdowns. Morrow, 1,251 yards and 17 touchdowns as far as rushing is concerned. And Ladarius Dickens, 16-yard receptions, 1,096 yards and 13 touchdowns. You're saying, Sonny, why did you repeat that? Well, all of those folks that I mentioned, all over 1,000 yards. And then, of course, Logan Bonner over 2,000 yards with 28. But you had three guys, a big part of that offense that was there for your Rowlett Eagles. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to hear from some of the highlights of the games that happened last year for the Gray Wolves and your Rowlett Eagles going to Baylor. And then we'll hear the coverage of the highlights of the Sachse Mustang game right after that. And then we're going to bring in Bill Cerna. Bill Cerna and I, we're going to talk a lot about what we're going to see and what we have seen this year cruising into the playoffs and what our expectations are for this football team as they move forward. So we'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to take a quick break, and it's going to be brought to you again by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty for all your realty needs. Check out Veronica Warwick and give her a call, 469-939-9624. So let's do that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies-only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead, contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at StevensonsHVAC.com.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
Make sure you check out ACG Medical Supply on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66. Proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys basketball team and a long-standing member of the Rowlett community in the same location for almost 13 years. Whether it's selling quality products or filling out your insurance claims for you, you get it all from ACG Medical. From our large showroom to our certified technicians to our convenient delivery service, visit our showroom or shop by phone 972-463-0737 or online at acgmedical.net.
All right, everybody, let's take a listen to last year's first round playoff game as your Rowlett Eagles made the long trip down to Baylor University to take on the Kylene Shoemaker Gray Wolves. Here are the highlights.
As they get the okay, hand is up, and this playoff game is out and going. There's going to be a squib kick, and it's going to be handled. They hit one of the Gray Wolves players, and the Rowlett Eagles say they got the ball as it was a squib kick, and they hit one of the players in the back of the head, right in the back of the head, it looked like, and the Rowlett Eagles are saying they got the ball. Let's see what the referees are going to be calling, and they say the Rowlett Eagles have got the ball, so they get the ball after the kick, so the Rowlett Eagles now looking to capitalize on a nice kick as it just squibbed, and it did. It hit one of the players in the back of the head. So that's going to bring up fourth down and the kicking unit for the Rowlett Eagles. So they're going to place this ball down at the 20-yard line. It's going to be a 30-yard field goal attempt for your Rowlett Eagles. Now they're going to move it to the 19-yard line. Handling the kicking duties here is Josh Williams, waiting for the snap. Ball is down, kick is up. And it is good. So your Rowlett Eagles have taken a 3-0 lead here with 9 minutes and 8 seconds left to go here in this first quarter with a breakout. What Rowlett Eagles do here? Let's see if they bring the house to try to put a hand on the rock while someone's trying to kick it. And let's see who's kicking, handling it is going to be Graves. Gets the snap. Ball's on the ground, and the Rowlett Eagles are going to sack him before it's safety. The Rowlett Eagles, after the bad snap, Graves couldn't get the ball off the ground in order to kick it. And how about Bauer there on the stop? Great play by the Rowlett Eagles. Dylan Bauer making sure they were unable to get the ball out there. After a safety, the Eagles were unable to get into the end zone. Then the turnover is the reason why the Gray Wolves have the ball. Here we go. Ball snap. Ball's on the ground. The Rowlett Eagles are going to recover it. Rolfe picks it up. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles on the bad snap. Could not be handled there by Thomas. And he was trying to pick it up. He got blocked. And then Rolfe picked it up and went into the end zone for the touchdown. Looking to see where they're going to place the ball. Okay, the ball's placed on the 3-yard line. Here come the Eagles. Two wide receivers and two running backs in the game. They go ahead and hand the ball off to Morrow. He's going to push it in. I'm looking for the signal. And they're not giving it yet. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, they get in for the touchdown as Morrow pushed his way in. And holding his arm for your Rowlett Eagles, that is Gillespie. Hopefully he is okay. He was grabbing his arm. And there comes the... There goes the splash. It's awful cold to be splashing the head coach. What they do over on the sideline. Doug Stevens, he's going to have somebody for lunch. It's too cold to be giving them the Gatorade shower out there as it's raining and everything. The Rowlett Eagles get the victory 33-6. Quick breakout on the football field. We'll cover the quick stats and then we'll get on out of here.
And there were your results of the first round of the 2014 first round of the Texas State Tournament for the playoffs for your Rowlett Eagles. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Are you having trouble understanding Social Security planning? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered, like when does it make most sense for you and your spouse to start receiving Social Security? What is the impact of your Social Security benefits if you work during retirement? How much of your Social Security will be taxed each year? Let Nest Egg Wealth Advisors provide you with that direction to these decisions. Call our offices today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com for your complimentary guide to Social Security. Great Power Learning Center in Garland is conveniently located for families from Garland, Plano, Wiley, Sachse, and Rowlett. Unlike tutoring centers, Great Power trains students to process information better and approach learning more strategically. We utilize our own proprietary curriculum to develop active thinking and independent learning rather than drilling skills or tutoring schoolwork. Make sure you check out Great Power Learning located at 5435 North Garland Avenue in Garland or give them a call at 972-675-9505 and tell them Sunny sent you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to be in the spelling bee.
Dreaming of a beautiful Disney Hawaiian holiday? Dream no more. Gather up the Ohana and pack your bags. This deal's too good to miss. Stay and save at Alani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii. From January 4th to March 17th, you can save 30% on a five-night stay and 25% off a four-night stay at Alani. No joke, folks. This is the real deal. So what are you waiting for? Contact Ginger at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or Ginger at worldofmagictravel.com today for your free, no-obligation quote, and let's get started on your new magical adventure.
Go ahead and take a listen to the highlights of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Sachse Mustangs last Friday as they got the victory 34-24 over the Schrady Mustangs. Take a listen.
Wide receivers on the far side, one near for your Rowlett Eagles, Morrow to the right. Then they go ahead, hand the ball off. No pass, no field at the 40. Now pushing down to the 30. To the 40. Now down to the 10. And he gets it. Down! Rowlett Eagles, Darius Dickens on the reception, and that was off speed as he got down near the 30 on the Mustang side of the ball field.
That was just such a free play. You're absolutely right. He was able to take it in the middle of the field and over to the left side of the field down the sideline. He was just able to run outrun the defense.
Well, he outran the pursuing defense on the sideline. Down the ball. Throwing the 5-yard line for the Mustangs, man in motion. They go ahead, take it off. Now they hand it off. Ball in, touchdown, Mustangs! Devin Duvernay in the end zone for the touchdown with 7 minutes and 4 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. So it's going to be second down and 4. Ball is on the 19-yard line of the Mustangs as the Mustangs' defense is moving around. Three wide receivers near one far. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, Dickens at the 5-yard line was hit, and he broke out of 3 tackles to get into the end zone.
Well, you know one thing I really like about that play is Bonner took a shot.
Yeah, he did.
That ball. He got up right away, and he was excited. So it's good to see that he could take a hit and be able to just move with that. But you're absolutely right. Great pursued by Dickens as he caught that ball, got hit on the 5, and was still able to push.
All right, so the ball snap kicked off and Jimmy handled at the 15-yard line. Breaking it away on the other side is Duvernay. Duvernay pushing it up to the 50. He's going to break it. He's going to get into the end zone, Bill. Touchdown, kickoff return for the Mustangs. That's how quick. I didn't even get a chance to update everybody on the boards there, Bill. All right, so let's see if they can stop him here. Maiden, back to pass after the snap. quick pass on the near side. It's caused a 10-yard break in the tackle, moving around, getting in. Touchdown, Mustang! And on the reception there, I can't even catch the number. There it is. On the reception there was number 28 for the Mustangs. Gets in for the touchdown as DuVernay. As the ball snapped, the kick is up, and it is partially blocked, but it's gone! Partially blocked by the Mustangs, and it just, I mean, that barely got over, Bill.
I mean, I tell you what, looks like those crossbars are right outside our window here. It looked like, it looked so close.
It was, and it goes through, so the Eagles cut into the lead a little bit. 20-17 with 7 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in this first half. Breakout on the football, down to 7. Ball now on the 29-yard line. He's going to kick it from about the 15. This one's going to be handled by Dickens. Backed up to about his 30. He's going to break it out to the near side to the 40. Now to about the 45, 50. Now to the 40. Now getting over to the 30. He might break it. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown! Now, Red Eagles, and boy, oh boy, what a play, as he was able to break tackles on the far side, and Bill's saying,
it's a touchdown, but it wasn't Dickens. I think Dickens got a little gas on his return, that was actually Jackal Davis.
Thank you very much, Jackal Davis. I only seen the two. I assumed it was Dickens, and it was Jackal Davis. Very much.
And Dickens was the first one to meet him when he came to the sideline and congratulate him.
So punt, kick off, punt return for a touchdown puts the Eagles up 3. They're looking to go 4. There they go. Fourth down. Pass to the end zone. Touchdown, Mustang. Nice catch in the back of the end zone by Nate Shelton, and the Mustangs have taken the lead, and that was just a nice pass and a nice catch by the Mustangs.
And the Rowlett Eagles, they got back as Dickens. They go ahead and get this one off. Dickens is going to let this one hit the ground. It's going to take a bounce, but he gets one 20 to 50. Now to the 40, back at the 30. Now to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown!
Wow, Red Eagles, no laundry on the carpet out there. Bill, that was actually, it was a very dangerous play as the ball hit the ground, started that roll back, went back to the Red Eagles, and then Ladarius Dickens used the speed. We talked about getting that guy that makes plays involved with the game. That's what we saw right there.
Pass him 10 yards, just rolling on the carpet, and he went back there instead of just downing it, went and picked it up and took off.
Running backs in the backfield, Carter and Morrow in the backfield. They go ahead and give it to Morrow, following Carter. Getting around the corner, to the 5, touchdown! Wow, Red Eagles, Morrow just following the blocking of Carter, and that was actually, too pretty.
That was a great block part of there as he definitely led the way for Morrow. And usually with Morrow, we're always talking about his strength and knocking people down. That's when he used his speed to get around that corner to get to the corner of the end zone.
Eagles leaving now back to pass. Morrow gets a screen. Ball comes up. Touchdown! And he was 40-yard touchdown. Kobe Morrow, Logan Garner, and that's putting up 43 to 34, looking for that 10 points.
And those were the highlights of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Sexy Mustangs last Friday as they got the victory 34-24. Now we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Hear from Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. And when we come back, it's going to be time to bring in the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. We'll be right back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. Buying or selling your home in the Rowlett, Rockwall, Heath area? Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent.
Veronica will utilize the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find solutions that are tailored to you and your situation.
With the drive and dedication of Veronica, she has set a new standard of excellence of realty in Texas.
Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sonny sent you.
Come into El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett for our comfortable small-town ambiance that is a great getaway from the typical Mexican dine-in restaurant that you might expect in the Dallas area. Did someone say specials? At El Centro Mexican Restaurant on Tuesday night, they have six dinners for $5.95. And don't forget about Fajita Night Wednesdays, where every order is a dollar off. That's at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett. 214-227-5096. Being taken for a ride? Check out Costlo Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance to save a ton. Costlo Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at costloinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Bonanza. Reap a bonanza with a free home, auto, or business insurance quote from Costlo Insurance. Bundle your home and auto insurance to save a ton. Costlo Insurance at the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, or visit us on the web at costloinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
At Chang Lee Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com.
After a long day with kids or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat?
But fast food isn't the answer.
Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angels Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven.
Are you in need of an electrician in the Rowlett, Rockwall, or Saxe area? What kind of electrical work needs to be done, residential, business, or industrial? Contact Allen Bauer Electric for all of your electrical needs. It's important to have a qualified, licensed electrician taking care of any electrical problems you may be having, so your loved one or customers are safe. We have built our business on quality for a fair price and good customer service, but of course, give Allen Bauer Electric a call at 214-356-0197 and tell him Sonny sent you. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
And welcome back into a special edition of the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles in the first round of the 2015 Texas High School Playoffs for Region 2, starting out against a team that they probably should win. So we'll talk a little bit about that along with the Eagle Eye. It's Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Sonny. How you doing? You're right. Extended edition as we get to go into playoff football.
Yeah, playoff football, round number one, and this is a game. If you take a look at the record, you're not too surprised about, or you're probably not going to be too surprised as a team that you go in. You're taking on Belton, the Tigers. They're 5-5 on the season. Definitely not necessarily the team that maybe comes up to the type of quality that we're seeing with the Rowlett Eagles, but it's the second season, so you get to wipe out that 5-5 record in reality when you're thinking about Belton.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, you're right. They come in 5-5. They've played pretty good with the competition that they're playing against. I don't think it's the type of competition that they're used to seeing once they come up here and play us, though.
Yeah, and they get a home field advantage in the first round, which is quite different now since some of the rule changes that have happened. Normally, you're on a neutral site. This year, they've opened it up. If I'm not mistaken, it's the first two rounds where you could actually have that home field advantage. So that being said, the Rowlett Eagles get to be at home once again, you know, real local as compared to Sachse, taking that long trip, as Sonny got a geography lesson there last week as far as where Killeen is located.
Well, and Belton's even further south than
yep.
Killeen is. It's just on the other side of Temple, so on your probably maybe about 45 minutes from Austin. So it's going to be quite a trip for the Tigers to come up here and play us also.
Yeah, and that's, you look at the game and you look at all the aspects of it, never mind the fact that maybe they're not right there with the quality of what you get with the Rowlett Eagles. Then you add up on top of it a 4-hour bus trip, and, you know, I always say, these are not those nice buses, unless they're doing something, I don't know. It's just a regular old school bus, and my goodness, I feel sorry for them in reality, not because that we're going to beat them up so bad, more on the fact that if they had plenty of time to be ready and rested, we might get a different football game out on the football field, I think.
Well, anytime you play somebody that you're not too aware of, and you know that it's going to come down to the film watching and the preparation by your coaching staff that's going to get the team ready. So, yeah, when you don't have a lot to go on from an opponent, it definitely makes it a little bit more challenging going into the game. So you're absolutely right. You know, it's going to be curious to see how they match up against us. And I don't think they've seen an offense like this before. Now, they've had some high-scoring games during this season, but I don't think they've seen an offense that has a caliber as the Eagles are.
Yeah, and that comes with experience. That comes with the type of teams that are around this area. Remember who? I mean, we got a class of teams that are around this area. Not to say that we're better, but when you look at the standings, and just to let you know, I put up on your Facebook the actual posting of the regions and the playoffs, so it's all set. But when you're talking about Skyline, you're talking about Allen, you're talking about Sachse, you're talking about some of these other teams that have been able to step up and separate themselves from just your regular team. That's the reason why they got 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, all that. So the difference as far as the type of conferences and divisions that you're dealing with makes it something different. But when you look at it, Rowlett, they're going to go ahead, they take on Belton, they're going to take on the game of Skyline and Lake Highland, and so we've seen Lake Highland already this year, but if you look at the numbers and you look at what that team is all about, you're talking about Skyline, one of the better schools in this state, definitely within this region, so we'd be nice to get Lake Highland, but watch out if we get Skyline.
You're absolutely right, and we did see Lake Highlands earlier this year, and they've been in the middle of the pack in their district all season long, and to jump in the first round of the playoffs and have to deal with a Skyline football team that, as you said, is one of the top in this area year in, year out. You don't see them getting out of this region very much because you're having to deal with teams like a Trinity or an Allen or something like this, but it is still one of the premier teams in this district. Matter of fact, they hadn't lost a district game in 4 years until this year. So they definitely hold a good tradition there in East Dallas with that Skyline team. So, you know, if we get past Belton here, we definitely got our work cut out for us going into next week's game.
Yeah, we'll be watching. Believe it or not, I mean, you know, the Rowlett Eagles and the Sachse Mustangs are, you know, yes, it's a rivalry, but I think it's a friendly rivalry. On the other side, on the region, the Sachse Mustangs, who we just got done taking care of on Friday, they take on the Grey Wolves of the Shoemaker, and we know about this football team as we saw them last year in round one when we went to Waco. Well, you weren't there, but when the Rowlett Eagles took on the Shoemaker Grey Wolves, and in the game where you look at where Sachse was this season, this actually works out for them fairly well, except for the fact that they got a lot of traveling to do to go down to take on Shoemaker. Really, in reality, when you look at this team and what we saw, by the way, just to give you all an update, which I just found out about this, last week the quarterback for the Sachse Mustangs was dealing with a severely twisted ankle, very sore ankle at the quarterback position. So that was another thing that you could take a look at. I just found this out actually yesterday. He was a game time. The name is slipping my mind because I'm doing this off the top of my head. Maiden had a very bad twisted ankle. So going down there and taking on Shoemaker, this should be a very interesting game because we have the opportunity to meet Sachse the way the brackets work out yet again if that happens.
Yeah, and that you're absolutely right. That's a little bit down the road for us. But, you know, you're going back to this Belton team. They played Shoemaker, and they lost by 1 point. So they had a very close game. You know, you mentioned their record was 5-5, but I think their record's kind of deceiving as four of those five losses were within 4 points. So
wow.
They've been in every game, and they've had an opportunity. They could very easily be 9-1 right now. So, you know, I don't want to take away too much from Belton yet because they do come in with a strong running game, and they do have some firepower that they can go with, and they know how to stick with some of the better teams.
Yeah, and that's always different. I mean, when you're a team that can hang with some teams, that means you're only a few steps away from being really, really good and making a difference. So your Rowlett Eagles taking on Belton this week, and then, you know, the opportunity, either Skyline or Lake Highland. Do you know about where these games are going to be played? Because I only know about where this week is. If the Rowlett Eagles win, are they making the trip back to the Cotton Bowl like they did the last season after the first round? Or is it set someplace else, or do you know?
Well, they don't know of the location yet, but I will tell you that 6A was the only conference that had home field advantage in the first round. All the other divisions, including 5A, had that neutral site that we've been known to deal with year in, year out. So, but going in the second round, we will be on a neutral site. I don't know, because of the location of these teams, I would not be surprised to see Cotton Bowl. I would love to be able to go into that AT&T Stadium and play there, though. But I anticipate them putting us somewhere local between the two schools or in the general vicinity. I wouldn't be surprised to see us at Memorial Stadium there in Mesquite to play that game.
Yeah.
Or maybe in Rockwall. It just depends. But I know they'll keep us close. But you know what? I'm just gonna put my hopes into the gods and see if they'll put us in AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, we need to call a game from there. The place is not complete unless Sonny Clark and Bill Cerna has come and made their presence known in the media box.
Hey, well, you know what? If Troy Aikman can do it, then I know I can do it. You know, I don't have any ringtone on my phone that has me anybody calling out my plays in my past. So I don't live in the past. I live in right now. So if Troy Aikman can call at AT&T Stadium, I think Bill Cerna and Sonny Clark can also.
Definitely. This week, we are definitely Lake Highland fans. I honestly believe that. I mean, really, Bill, I mean, because you look at the two, just going by the names and knowing that the history of the two schools that we have a possibility of going up, we've seen Lake Highland. We beat them the last 2 years with our coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, whether it be at Lake Highland or at our place. We beat them both times. So this is definitely a team that we know, and I think we want to see more so than Skyline.
Well, and Skyline scares me. I mean, they're big, they're fast, and they're talented. So they would definitely take a really perfect executed game to get past that Skyline team. So, you know, you're absolutely right. But I guarantee you, Rowlett wants to get past this week, and then they'll play whoever is going to be there next week. And I know Coach Stevens will have these guys ready to play no matter who it is.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. We haven't had an opportunity to talk because Coach, I've decided not to dream. This guy's a very busy guy, whether he is going and talking to the boosters themselves, doing special interviews, getting out in the community. I mean, this guy's so busy. I've decided just we'll catch him one of these days, and if we move a little bit further into the playoffs, then maybe we'll grab him up and steal the time more so than, you know, getting it now. That having been said, you know, the coaching staff of this football team, we started off at the beginning of the year wondering about our defense, and I think we've got a very pleasant surprise as far as what we were maybe expecting. You expect that downfall to fall back from defense. Now, the Rowlett Eagles have given up that big play here and there, in at least once sometimes in each game where they give up something. And this is where the time of the year where you've got to just not let that happen. The defense right here, it may not be the strong, but right now, you know, through the season, I still have Jared Elmore as the MVP of this football team. That's offense or defense. Definitely defense if we did defensive side of the ball. But overall MVP, I'm going Jared Elmore. Has that opinion changed as far as what, or should we give it, or should you, or would you want to give it to somebody else, I guess?
No, I agree with you 100%, and I think the main reason why is because that level of consistency. Obviously, he's been dominant on his side of the ball, but you take a defense that some people are going to say has came into the season being subpar, you know, replacing a lot of people. He has stayed consistent throughout this year. You know, you can sit there and talk about Dickens, you can talk about Morrow, you can talk about Bonner. But one thing about Elmore is he has just been consistent throughout the whole year, and he's actually, if anything, gotten better. You haven't called a bad game on Jared Elmore. You know, he's shown up every game, and nothing against these other guys. They've shown up too. But when you have a defense that is young, inexperienced, and you can stand out and make the plays that you do, utilizing that youth means that much more. And, you know, on the offense side, when you have that triple threat with Dickens, Morrow, and Bonner, they're going to feed off each other. Where Elmore has really had to take this defense on his shoulders and led the way with them. So, no, I 100%, I Elmore is definitely my MVP for this year.
Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Now, folks, we don't get ahead of time. We don't call and say what we're going to talk about. We do this really from the hip. I mean, we really jump into it. From the beginning of the year to now, I want Bill Cerna to give me the most improved player. I mean, we've saw all 10 games from game number 1 all the way to game number 10. And so I want to see who Bill Cerna would, you know, give the label of most improved this year as far as a football player is concerned, whether, you know, offense or defense, or if you want to do one on each side, don't matter to me. But I was thinking about this, and I got my guy, so I want to see if we're on the same wavelength there, Bill. Most improved this year.
Well, I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you an offense, and I'm going to give you a defensive player. On my defense, I think Doopy has been somebody that has really grown this year as the years come. You know, he didn't get a lot of playing time as the year started, and he's really grown in that starter role. And, you know, he had some struggles early in the year, but now he's starting to make a lot more plays, and you know, you're calling his name out a lot more than what you hear. Than what we expected. So on the defensive side, I definitely say Doopy. On the offensive side, you know what? I think somebody that you have your big three, you know, and they have not disappointed one bit for the year. They produced just as much and maybe even more than we expected. But I think a guy that really stepped up, and it actually started with an injury role coming in for Watts, was Vatosh. Vatosh has come in, he's made some big plays, he's made some big catches, and he's shown Bonner that, you know, he can be productive if you get him the ball.
Well, you had my guy. That was my guy. Was Vitash was the guy, especially stepping in. And it was really, as far as improved, I mean, I wanted to say a guy that was in the lineup every time. I was going to give it to Stanton. You looked at Stanton. He had a tough time at the beginning of the year holding on to the ball. And we've seen improvements for Stanton for the last four games. So the first six games were kind of, you know, there. So, but the more the fact is that you were able to take a guy right off the bench and have impact, big impact plays each and every. I think we're seeing that as the year went on. I think you're right. It was Vitash. So I had to flip. I didn't flip the coin. I had Vitash, but Stanton was right there. He has improved dramatically because I remember we were talking about even in the last game, we were holding our breath on the ball that went to him, and really he handled it so much better. So big time improvement for Stanton as well.
You're absolutely right. And I think Stanton is going to be our secret guy coming into the playoffs. I think if somebody can stand out and make a big play, it's definitely going to be him. They're never short of getting him the ball. He just has to make sure and come up with it and make the plays, because once he does, he definitely makes the plays. And I think he took off a lot of that heat with Dickens, as teams were starting to focus on Dickens a lot more. And I think that benefited Dickens, especially this last game against Saxey, is they couldn't focus just on Dickens. When you have a Stanton out there and you have a Vitash and you have a Morrow rolling out, definitely opened it up for Dickens. But you're absolutely right with Vitash and Stanton. You know, I think Stanton could be your sleeper here coming in the playoffs.
Yeah, and looking on the other side of the ball when I was looking defense, I had two juniors where I was looking. And it was hard to figure out, but most improved, I think, as far as the beginning of the year, the first few games where I've seen a big step up on the defensive side of the ball. I actually had three names that I wanted. Dylan Bauer is just that consistent. We're going to see Dylan Bauer take that step next year, I think, in a huge leadership role on this football team. I really honestly believe that, because we've seen shades of that this year with him grabbing a player out of the way, don't get involved with that nonsense. It just the maturity of Dylan Bauer as he was. So as far as what I was looking at, you know, the maturity and leadership for next year, I think was really, really huge for him. Another guy that I've seen that I think is getting a lot of play and getting a lot of work was Jackal Davis. Jackal Davis, mm-hmm. on the kick returns and on the defensive side of the ball, and he's a triple threat. This guy runs the football as well as a running back, so I really liked what I seen out of Jackal Davis. Yet another guy that we are going to see, because this guy's a junior, and these guys getting time as juniors are really, really huge. So I really liked what I saw there. But the other junior I was looking at that I'm going to give it to had a rough start of the season, and just really kicked it up the last five games, was Trenton Gordon as a cornerback. I think he stepped up so huge defensively that, you know, those are three names that this year built and come next year are going to be such a huge part of this defense, and I'm excited about the defense next year as they flip the switch and they lose Logan Bonner. They'll lose a couple people on the offensive side, so it's going to be real interesting what's going to happen defensively for the Eagles next season.
You're absolutely right, and you know, it's going to be a like you said, a flip of our power is going to go to the defense next year. But you know what, The main focus for both of them is if you get a good defensive line and a good offensive line, then it opens it up for everybody else behind you. So, yeah. You know, let's see how well we can recover from our losses on our lines. And see how that's going to benefit that for next year. So, hey, I just want to let you know, also, Matt Wixon from Sports Day, Dallas News, actually says Rowlett is one of the sleepers, dark horses, to make a deep playoff run. Only 6A Division I team that he mentioned.
Well, and I think I understand that, because if you looked at the beginning of the season, they took the loss. That was a flat-out loss over there when they took on Keller. That was a flat loss. But I still go back to this rock wall. This one haunts me. You know, there's certain things that haunt us, right? You know, if you're a Texas Revolution fan or whatever, you know, or in our case, in the case I'm thinking of, you know, Alan Wrangler fan, McKendrick Harper ripping out the playoff, you know, touchdown pass out of the air to our wide receiver. That one still haunts me to this day, and that's what I think of when I think of this. You know, this situation here, as far as these guys can come up and steal a game, because that Rockwall game, I'm going to tell you right now, Bill, I'm still not. And you know, I watched the game afterward. I'm still not thinking that they're the better team over Rowlett. So I understand where he's coming from when he writes about that, because really, if you take that Rockwall game, let's just call it a win. If they lose that game, they don't lose by very much. They're sitting right there. I think they're right. They're primed to make a move, and especially in the division, the way that it works out, they obviously have Belton, and then, you know, depending on how it works out, if somehow Lake Highlands can get back Skyline, I feel a lot better going into the second round and to make that definitely deep. But, boy, will that game, Rowlett and Skyline, that is going to be... Yeah, that's what the playoffs are made of. Got teams that are that good, and then they just leave it all out on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If we get past that second round, then we're going to be playing either against a Houston team or an Austin team. So we're going to see, once again, we'll be seeing a team that we haven't seen before. We don't know much information about. So it's definitely, that's the fun thing about the playoffs. So when you start seeing teams that you normally don't see and or you don't ever get a chance to play against, or maybe play somewhere that you're not used to. So definitely going to be exciting, and especially that game next week. If we can get past Belton and we're playing the winner of Skyline or Lake Highlands, that's definitely going to be an exciting experience. You know, I was involved with the Wiley team that made their run in 2007 all the way to the state championship in Houston. And talk about making a run and having fun and getting the excitement of the community. It's definitely a huge plus to go through that. And if there was a year that it could happen, this is definitely the year.
Yes, and big time things, big time, you know, consequences for this is a game you don't sleep on. You're right, Bill. We'll see a lot of things. I think this is the time where the Rowlett Eagles have to open up the playbook, especially offensively. Regardless if it's a Belton, that team that's 5-5, maybe not be up, but that's a team that you put away. I think we're going to see a lot. I mean, do you expect to see a lot, anything different, or just a lot of everything that we've seen already?
You know, I think it's going to be a lot that we've seen already, especially on the offensive side. You know, they have Peyton Mansell. He's a junior. He's a quarterback, but he's a dual threat. You know, he's attempted 187 passes, but he's also rushed 101 times. So, you know, he's definitely Belton has three running backs, one obviously being their quarterback, but they have three running backs that have over 100 carries so far this year. So they definitely mix it up between their running back. I mean, they've rushing for as a team almost 3,000 yards this year. So they definitely I think their focus is on the ground. On their offense, you know, they've thrown, you know, at almost half of what they've rushed is in passing yards. So so definitely they're focused on the ground, which you know, it's been a big plus for us, and it's hurt us in the past. But I think what we've seen so far in the second half of the season is that we've stopped giving up so many long rushing plays. So I think we're on the right track with our rushing defense. I think we're going to be able to stop those big plays. And if that's Belton's strong point, if we focus on that, I think we definitely have an opportunity to shut them down quick.
Belton wins if fill in the blank.
Belton wins if we give up those long rushing plays like we saw with Keller. I think Keller, you know, we could have won that game. We gave up six rushes over 60 yards. Mm-hmm. So we give up. We don't give up. If we give up those it's going to be that we're going to struggle to get out of the ball game because we're going to end up being in a shootout with them. So I think that's a big thing.
Belton and me, if they're going to win, they're going to have to do it through the air. I think when you look at a team and you see their strong points, you got a dual threat, you obviously got to cover for both sides. I think they got that figured out. I think if Belton does somehow beat the Rowlett Eagles, they're going to have to do it through the air. And the secondary has picked up as far as Rowlett is concerned here in the second half of the season, and so that is huge. So I don't necessarily see it, but if that's how they're going to do it, they're going to have to do it with the big plays. They're going to have to do it through the year, and so the Rowlett Eagles are, especially in the secondary, are going to have to be ready to go.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I think what we've seen so far with this defense here in the second half of the season, I think our secondary is going to be ready. I don't think
yep.
they're going to give up that big play that we saw earlier in the season. So it's going to be an exciting game. I think you know, last week's game, you know, we mentioned before the game that special teams were going to be huge, and last week was special teams all over the place for both
yes.
for both teams. So you know, you want to keep that pattern, keep making special team plays, and that's definitely going to make a difference in the ball game.
It's almost like you put a hex on that special team. They missed three of their extra points. It was awesome. I mean, as far as, you know, to get the win, I mean, so, you know, you're absolutely right. That one's huge as far as where we're going. So we're going into the playoffs. We're going to go through round one. We're going to start with Belton, good, you know, a good football team as of late. So we have to come with our A game. Even though we're in Region 2, we still got to come with our A game all four games until we get to the Region 2 championship. And then, obviously, we'll go up a little bit further if that's the way it works out. So we'll keep our eyes and ear open. You'll have that coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, whether you're listening to us on the phone, 347-215-7497, or listening to us online at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagle Sports. So for Bill Cerna, the Eagle Eye, I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. That's right, hardest working man. And let's start off the playoffs with a win there, Bill.
That's right. I'm excited. Let's get this started. Let's play at least six. Let's play six more games.
Six more games. That's right. Four to get to the region championship. Six to make it to the state championship. So we'll roll that route, and we'll see if we can go. So we'll do that here. Check us out on the other side if you're listening close to kickoff time, or if you're listening to us early. Don't forget Friday, 7:30 p.m. live from HBJ Stadium. And if there's any seats open on our side, I will be completely shocked.
You know what, and actually, Sonny, we have a few seats upstairs, so if they run out of seats, give us a buzz. We'll get you up.
Yeah, absolutely. And steal the other sides, too, because I think that's what's going to have to happen. All right, we're out of here, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.